I'm absolutely...
This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Delighted to be joined once again by our lovely lady when it comes to vintage and sustainability. We love having the chats. Gracie, you are an incredible force behind Spice Vintage, and you're really aware of the conscience behind fast fashion. We love to talk about it. You're passionate about sustainability. And I think around Christmas time as well, you know, we want to try and make a positive impact when it comes to maybe not buying as much this year. Take a look in your own wardrobe, shop your own wardrobe. And we want you to maybe share a little bit about how we can reduce our waste, still look absolutely fabulous, but actually smart, a shop in a smarter way to try and reduce waste for Christmas. Thank you so much for joining me. It's great to have you back on.
Jeez Louise, thanks so much for having me back on. I love coming on and chatting to you, so we could go on all day.
We absolutely should. Maybe first off, we should address maybe, you know, I suppose people love a good old Christmas jumper around this time. But at the same time, you know, they could be one of those fast fashion things that we buy it and we don't necessarily use the same one every single year. Like there could be a new Christmas jumper every single Christmas. How do you feel about them? And is there anything we can do to combat buying a new one every year?
Oh, sure, Louise, like, honestly, in terms of like the epitome of fast fashion, you won't meet anything like a Christmas jumper. Like they're literally made from entirely plastic, like 97% acrylic wool, which is literally plastic. They're so, so bad for the environment because they're plastic. Like they can't be recycled. They don't break down. Like the majority of them end up in landfill. Like they're just so bad for the environment. Like 730,000 microfibers or microplastics, I mean, end up in our water system by just one wash of one Christmas jumper. Like they just shed like wildfire. So they're just so bad for the environment, so bad for our oceans. And like you said, like they just get discarded after one wear. It's crazy.
And what can we do? Like, if you do want to enjoy the festivities, I know that there's a lot of Christmas jumper parties happening. It's really hard not to get caught up in the festive kind of, you know, you need a little like baubles for your head and you need a Christmas jumper and you need this and that, the other. But like, how can we enjoy the festivities over Christmas without actually, you know, buying into this and buying into these fads and thinking that you need, you know, like a Christmas jumper that's going to light up? And like you said, yeah, like some people, we don't really, we're not kind of being trained to think about the effects it has on the environment because we're so distracted by the sparkly nature of the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And at the same time, come here, I love an old Christmas jumper. There's nothing like it. It sparks joy in people. It's great crack. There's a camaraderie with it, like the 12 pubs, all of that. But there are actually simple steps we can do to make sustainable choices when it comes to Christmas jumpers. Like, we don't have to be buying a new one every year, first of all. Like, there's absolutely no need. Like, you know the way, like, with the climate crisis and the doomsday and everyone talking about being more sustainable and people are like, what does it even mean? Like, how can I actually do something? This is actually something that we can do actively to ensure that there's change. And I'll tell you why. If we impact the bottom line even slightly for these massive fast fashion corporations, and we're not going to name them, but like high street shops, you know, if we decide to not purchase a new Christmas jumper, then next year they'll look at the bottom line and they'll crunch the numbers and they'll think, oh, Christmas jumper sales dropped off a bit last year. Mm-hmm. We'll make less. And they make less. So that's why it's actually something we can actively do that will make an impact, which is, you know, I just feel like so few and far between nowadays with the sustainability chat. So things that you can do is, right, you can buy vintage sweaters. I'm not just saying that to push my own business, but you actually can buy vintage Christmas sweaters. They're made from better quality materials, less microplastics. They last longer and they're just made better. So I would suggest to buy a vintage sweater. Yeah, a Christmas sweater. So you can also, mad, but you could keep the one you have and you could wear it. You could wear it year in, year out. My dad's had the same Christmas sweater for 20 years. We have a bundle of them under the stairs. We whip them out every year and we wear them year in, year out. And when we're washing them, we'll wash them in cold water with a bit of suds and then we'll let them hang out dry, right? So you don't have to like wash them in the washing machine. So that's another thing to do. You could upcycle your own jumpers. So if you have like a plain red jumper, green, you know, even grey, white, get out the box of Christmas decorations and a hot glue gun and go to town on the jumper, and you'd be amazed what you can create when you put your mind to it. If you look on Pinterest or anything, there's loads of ideas there. And it's just so much more crack, and then people, yeah, it's just way more unique, you know. So you could upcycle a sweater. Charity shops, I was in 4 this morning. All of them had a full rail of sweaters.
Amazing.
Yeah, there's an abundance of secondhand Christmas jumpers in charity shops at the moment. So definitely have a look. eBay, Depop sell them as well. And then one of my favorite things you can do is a Christmas jumper swap shop with your mates.
Amazing. So, love it.
Yeah. So if you're going to 12 pubs with your friends, tell them, don't wear your jumper, bring your jumper, and we'll all swap our jumpers. And then you've technically a new jumper. Or you can organize an event where you do it. You can go to an event that's doing it. I know loads of people are going to be doing it over Christmas, like businesses and stuff. You know, there's loads of options.
There's
6 different options there for you to choose, rather than going into, we won't name names, and buying a new one.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. It definitely does. I love the idea of a swap shop as well. If you're looking to kind of dress up, we all have a Christmas party to go to. And I, for one, I was literally in a shopping centre the other day, and I was like looking in the window going, like, I'm looking at all this stuff and I'm like, I definitely have all of these bits and pieces in my wardrobe that I not just need to pull out, and I need to, you know, either sell them on Depop or Vinted, or, you know, or give them to my friends. But like, how can we dress for our Christmas party, but having a little bit of a think about not shopping fast fashion either?
Yeah. So like I said, you know, charity shops, vintage shops, like what you said there, Liz, as well, Vinted, Depop. It's just that extra bit of effort. It's that extra bit of, yeah, it just really is just that little bit of effort to be like, no, you know what? I'm not going to contribute. I'm not. Oh my God, don't even get me started on sequins. They are so bad for the environment as well, full of microplastics. So if you make that extra bit of effort, not only are you helping the environment at Christmas time, but you're also reducing waste, and you're also going to just look more unique, mm-hmm. because generally you're choosing something vintage, or you're choosing something that's out of season, that's still in fashion, because realistically a sequin dress like never goes out of fashion at Christmas. So you're not going to show up in the same thing that someone else has. There's multiple benefits to it. You can also have a think about renting dresses at Christmas. I know rentals are a big one as well. There's a shop called Happy Days. Rachel's my friend, and she has an amazing business, and she rents party wear. Rent it for your Christmas party and bring it back. Stuff like that. It's just like, don't just give in to what's like handy. Mm-hmm. Like, this is handy too, to a certain degree. Do you know what I mean? It's just about thinking consciously about your choices around what you're going to wear this Christmas, you know?
Absolutely. Like, I obviously went to the Radio Awards there back in October, and a lovely girl, she contacted me on Instagram and said, hey, I know this might sound a little bit strange, but I absolutely love your dress. Like, I love sequins dresses, and almost so that, like, some people collect handbags and things. I love collecting sequins dresses. So this girl, she reached out to me and said, I've got a wedding coming up in November. Is there any chance you'd sell me your dress? So I was like, absolutely. Happy days.
Fab.
I'd only love for this dress to get another day out. So we connected on Instagram, messaged over and back. And hopefully now she's going to be wearing that dress to a wedding over Christmas. And I'm delighted.
Fabulous.
Do you know? So it's like those tiny little things. Even if you like, if you've got something that you want to sell, throw it up on your Instagram, put it on Depop. There's somebody out there that is admiring what you're wearing, and they'd only love to either buy it off you or be able to search for it or on Depop or something like that. And it's getting another day out. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, exactly. It's just that extra little bit of effort. And honestly, it'll go a long way. It makes such a difference. And if you can just reduce the waste that goes on at Christmas, like, it's literally carnage. If we could just reduce it even slightly, it would just be amazing, you know.
Really,
and we're
would.
Just such a great little island to rally around something. And I just think, given the context of life at the moment, in terms of like cost of living and everything, like, all of the things that I'm suggesting, they're also more cost effective,
mm-hmm.
you know, saving money in the long run. So that's where we're all geared towards,
it really
you know,
is.
And it's changing the narrative around spending loads of money at Christmas. You don't have to spend loads of money at Christmas at all.
Definitely. You know? If we kind of have a chat about kind of gifting as well, because I know people might talk about clothes, they might think about fast fashion, but there's a lot around, you know, even when you're in the shops right now, you're looking at gift sets and all this kind of stuff. And you automatically, I was in the shops, and even though I should be like, oh my gosh, it's lovely, we should be looking towards Christmas and enjoying time with our family and friends. But at the same time, I was like, oh my God, do I need to buy loads of things for people? And I am the worst person to buy for it, because I'm always like, if there's something I want, I'll tell you about it. It could be a printer, it could be a pair of headphones, but it's something that I only really need. I don't want to be you know, I not to be ungrateful, but I don't want to receive things that I know are going to sit there underneath the bed that nobody's going to get any use out of. So how can we maybe not buy those last minute presents, because you feel that, you know, you feel that pressure to try and buy something for somebody over Christmas?
So I suppose it's about changing the narratives around Christmas and gifting, and making it more socially acceptable to gift secondhand, and making it more socially acceptable to not gift at all. Now, without sounding Scrooge, myself and my sisters, we don't give each other anything, because we've said, you know what we'll do now? We'll go away for, last year we went away to Paris for a weekend.
Do you know that kind of,
So rather than gifts, buying things for the sake of buying things, like, just try and come up with alternative gifting ideas and alternative arrangements for gifts. Like, you can do loads of things. So, like, you can give experiences, vouchers. With my shop, vouchers are massive, because I feel like vintage is can be kind of a personal choice, like what to buy someone in terms of vintage. But, like, vouchers are a big thing. In terms of, like, it's all around reducing waste, Louise. That's literally what it is. Like, if you can just move from that space when you're gifting, only buy things people will actually need, actually use. Like, I would say, this is probably very extremist or whatever, but abolish buying clothes altogether. Just be like, right, this Christmas, I'm not going to buy any clothes for me or for my family in terms of gifts. And if I do, they're going to be from a charity shop or from a vintage shop or Depop or eBay. And just make that your, you know, like, your goalposts for Christmas. And then everything else around that, you know, it, like, you're doing that, that's an amazing thing you could do, you know, that would make such a difference.
There's
so many
different things you can do. And I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because I know it is a hard time for people. You know, they're worried about money. They're worried about the cost of living. And even if Christmas can take away the pinch that you're not thinking that you have this pressure hanging over you to spend a lot of money.
Decorations, Christmas crackers, buying a potted Christmas tree and then planting it in your garden, using it next year. Like, even, look, LED lights, use them instead of normal lights. They use 80% less electricity than normal lights. All those things, like, they'll all contribute to you having a more frugal kind of a Christmas, where you're not under pressure financially.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. You know, we want to make sure that you can enjoy a safe and happy Christmas without having to put yourself into debt, or without feeling all of those pressures that people feel.
Exactly. Exactly. Because we have a choice at the end of the day if we're going to give in to the pressures or not. And if we don't all come together, you know, as a country and rally around it, like, it's just going to continue.
Absolutely. I know that we're definitely going to have another chat about this before Christmas actually comes. But if anybody wants to find out more about you, if they want to give you a follow, show you some love online, where is the best place to go?
Well, I have an Instagram page for my business. It's called Spice Vintage, and you can find everything you need there.
Super. I loved having this chat, and hopefully it's made people feel a little bit better about the amount that they actually don't have to spend over Christmas. But listen, have a lovely evening, and it's always so great to catch up with you.
Thanks, Louise. Talk to you soon.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.